Eleanor Walsh, the scoreline doesn't do Clare justice. In fairness, they battled bravely all day for you.
Oh, they were magnificent, really, in the battling. They tracked back, they hooked, they blocked, and at the same time found space to go forward. I'm really proud of them, actually. They gave it their all anyhow, that's for sure.
Yeah, and look, apart from the early goal, there was nothing in it at half time. There were only 2 points down, 1-7-8.
Yeah, and I felt we were making the chances. You know, we were maybe a little bit unlucky in around the inside the 20, but just out in midfield, we actually saw the gaps opening up a bit, and on their puck out, I felt we were very competitive going back in against them. Yeah, I could have, you know, I felt maybe if we had got a goal around, you know, just before half time there, that would have been a very different second half, but they got the few late scores there at the end, that was it. But loads to be positive about, you know, just the style of play that the girls had, the ball to hand, working the ball out from the half back line down into, you know, fairly fast runners down in the, you know, in the corner forwards. A lot to be pleased with, although at the end of the day, I suppose it is a loss.
You must be happy with your bench, though. I mean, to me, the best player for Clare was Nessa Neil Acton. When she came on, she made a huge difference.
She did make a huge difference, yeah. Nessa's just back from holidays, I suppose. So we were given, the other players who had been training and that, the nod to start. But what a player to bring on. In fairness, she started catching ball, right? And that, like, primary possession like that, it's just you know, the aim for all of our players and Clare Camogie: get the ball into your hand early, quick and early, and then you have options. And Nessa does that in spades. She certainly steadied that half back line there as Tipperary were running through, and it was great to see. And the others worked off her then, which was even better.
And look, progress has been made, because you defeated Limerick to get to the semi final, and you know, you had drawn with them earlier on in the year, and they'd beaten you in the All Ireland Shield semi final. So, I mean, progress has been made.
Absolutely, I see it in the girls and the way they play and that. I'd love if the whole competition was starting again now, because we've progressed so much. I've probably thought in my head, we probably need another 6 months of really intensive training to actually bring the girls up to, you know, to be really competitive in the minor cup. We don't have that. So we probably are that little bit behind the Corks, the Waterfords, the Tipperarys, the Galways. But nevertheless, you know, lots of the girls now will be main players in their club teams, in both minors or in the adult competition. And that'll drive them on another little bit. So I think the future is bright.
And a lot of them are underage again next year.
A lot of them run underage again next year. Yeah, there's, you know, it's probably two-thirds, a third split. So there's a bit of continuity there. And look, aren't the under-16s doing fantastic as well? So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, good players coming through. But they're beginning to do the right things with the ball, right? And maybe the full execution isn't there and the speed of the execution isn't there. But the thought is there. And the effort is there, and the composure and the accuracy, that'll all come. I've no doubt it'll come. There are great girls to work with. We worked slogged through the winter in the grounds of Meelick, and we were in Clooney for a bit as well, and it really has paid off now, I must admit. I suppose the win over Limerick last week just kind of epitomised it. We shook up the team, right? If you have a group of players that you've drawn against this team, you have lost against this team, it's time for a shake-up, and the shake-up really worked. Different people in different positions, and yeah, definitely getting the win against Limerick gave us a bit of a boost. We'd like to be, you know, beating now the likes of Tipperary and stuff, you know, but we'll work on it, and yeah, the talent is there.
And finally, look, although it was a defeat, it was by no means, you know, a 12-point beating. I mean, Clare were in that game all the way through.
Yeah, they were. We were just unlucky probably there with two goals. But like you see, for the last goal, the fullback came out, was, you know, did all the right thing. The ball just went past the Hurley, but had come out, attacked the ball. It's what we're talking about all year. back yourself. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It will work out someday. So, yeah, the score doesn't reflect the intensity of the game. And as you said, the calibre of the 23 girls, actually, that played during different stages for this. Look, the structure of the campaign isn't great. We've had such a long break for leaving certain holidays and that, and playing it now probably isn't ideal. Leinster played theirs back in February as a prelim to the All-Ireland. We probably would have been preferred to be playing then, because that's when we were probably at our sharpest. We have some people still on holidays. But look, that's the way it is. I'd be very positive about this minor girls, and some of them will go on and play junior, and who knows from there.
And maybe even senior.
And hopefully senior, yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect. Thanks, Eleanor.
Thanks. Yeah.